Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nubla.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen.
How was your day?
So far, so good. You know, I'm making it. How you doing? How was your day?
Long, busy, but productive, so that's always good. So I'm talking about work to coming home to do homework, mommy duties, and then the show. So, and once I finish the show, my day still isn't over with, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
But I signed up for it.
Gotta go
with it.
Yep. Mommy duties are never done. In the business, it's crazy because you got your kids, and then you got your business, which is just as, you know, keeps you just as active as if you're dealing with your kids.
Yeah. I hope people went out and voted today. On that note,
oh, yeah.
Before I forget, the polls are open at 6 a.m. They close at 8. So even if you're in your car listening to this, or whatever you're doing listening to this, just put the phone on mute for a second and vote. Very important. But I'm a little excited about this topic only because I want, hopefully we can get some people to write in or whatever on this topic, males and females, because we all know it's a back and forth with this thing. And society is partly to blame because we know society tells people, for the most part, not all people, but some people, how to feel and think about things. And we've discussed this before on one of our, you know, sex shows, our adult shows, we were talking about, you know, different things that people like to do and experiment with and explore with when it comes to sex. So for those who don't know, it is Talk Tuesday, and tonight we address fate, masculinity, and homophobia. We're going to discuss how masculinity is viewed in different ways in a Black community. We're going to talk about homophobia and the damage it causes. If you're listening online, you can call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to speak with us when that time comes. Now, I shouldn't have to give this disclaimer, but we do it every now and then because we know where it's going to head to. But this is a judge-free zone, and everybody going to respectfully say their opinions on what. And so if you call in, be respectful. We'll deal with the king and queen. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll play that.
Yeah, so everybody grown here. Only people that should be listening to our show is 18 and up. You know, mature audience. So, any announcements before we get this started?
No, I'm just excited to dive into this conversation because of, you know, it's when you keep seeing something happen on social media and in the people that you interact with the most, and you see this repeat of nonsense that's just flying out of people's mouths, you kind of, okay, it's time we start talking about it. And I don't think we've ever did this show before, have we?
Oh, we haven't. We
yeah.
haven't dug into this part of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we going to, because as everyone know, we leave no stones unturned. We talk about any and everything. We talk about the things that people are afraid to talk about, nervous, or don't, you know, can't say what they want to say and voice themselves. So we are the voice for the people who don't have a voice or don't know how to use their voice. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So for those who don't know, it is a such term as toxic masculinity, and that's basically when someone thinks to be masculine, you have to be overly violent and unemotional and sexually aggressive and things of that nature. So, you know, people feel like, which is a big issue for me, and I have a son and I'm teaching him very different, that they think if a man is emotional or he cries, oh, he's not being a man, you know, he's weak, et cetera, et cetera. And I always say, first of all, I'm not overly emotional, but I like a man to express himself. That's a part of communication for grown folks. You know, and I also like someone that can show some type of emotion, because when y'all have these sons and growing up, you trying to beat in their head with your idea of what a man is, and you're not allowing them to cry or express themselves when they're hurt, or show any type of emotions because you're labeling it as girly. They grow up to be bottled up, angry teenagers, angry men, and now you just leash them out to the world to explode on whomever,
mm-hmm.
whenever. That's unwarranted because, and then some of you got some people that don't know how to express themselves because they weren't allowed to express themselves and show emotion. So instead of them being showing that they're sad, they're showing that they're mad. So now they get into these relationships, and when they feel it's get hurt, they're getting physical because in their mind they're supposed to be mad, tough, take control, aggressive, you know, instead of being able to sit down with their mate and have a conversation. Some people shut down because they don't know how to express themselves. So you got, what would you call them, man-childs? Running around here because they're not fully developed emotionally and mentally, because
mm-hmm.
you got somebody that don't know what they're doing and don't know how to be a man themselves showing somebody how to be a man. So, men, I need you to break that cycle. Women want to know how you're feeling. We want you to be able to express yourself. You know, we want you to be able to communicate. We want you to have the right reaction to fit the situation. You know, and so that's the first thing with that. Everything does not have to be competitive between men and women. Everybody has their own roles. Everyone has their own gifts, talents, you know, strengths. So let's focus on that. And women, because I'm not going to just, you know, I'm an equal opportunity destroyer. We're not going to all just act like men is the only ones that is help making this continue to be an issue. Stop, women, stop running around acting like you're about that life and you want some thug. You know, you're getting people, a certain type of men, and expecting them to act different when they're interacting with you. That's who they are. If you're going after these certain type of men and that's who they are, that's who they're going to be. Is that you're not, just because it's you, you're not going to snap a finger and they're going to be completely everything you want them to be to you, but to everybody else, that thug, that violent, you know, angry person. Because some females, every time things go wrong, they want their man to go punch somebody's head through a wall and don't understand that we trying to get our men to stop being so violent because they're already born with two strikes against them. One, they're male. Two, they're black. So we're already, they already got two strikes against us, well, against them, and they are trying to find their way.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of damned if they do, damned if they don't. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
So we have to be their peace. We have to be their calm. We have to be their voice of reason at times, you know, when no one else is being their voice of reason. We have to think logically. Because anger, it's a terrible thing. Believe me, I know. And when you're angry, you definitely not going to listen to that voice of reason. Your voice of reason is in the corner scared to even speak up because your anger is front and center. So you need somebody else to come. But showing emotion is not a sign of weakness. It's appreciated. Yeah. Oh, my God. Now. Go ahead.
I'm glad you brought that up because that is one of the key points that I was hoping we definitely had to address tonight. That when we're thinking of our young black men in the scope of masculinity, we have to be more careful. Let's say that of that whole you're weak. You're this, you're that. The finger pointing and the judgmental pieces that come with masculinity or what some may perceive as being masculine and being feminine. You know what I mean? I saw you out there playing with the girls. What, you a sissy? You know, that kind of thing that used to go down. It still goes down, I guess, in some parts of the country. But, you know, remember once upon a time if a boy got caught skipping rope, he was a sissy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the only time it's okay for him to skip rope is if he's a boxer or a football player or a basketball player.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So when he has achieved that preconceived notion of what a real man is. A real man is a boxer. A real man is a basketball player and a football player and an athlete. That has, you know, some people perceive that as the epitome of manhood. So it's okay for LeBron James to grab a rope and do some skip-to-dos for 20, 30 minutes. For, you know, Floyd Mayweather to skip rope around the ring to work out. It's okay for him to do it, but your little 13-year-old son can't do it. So we have to fix this problem now with our perceptions of masculinity and how we're projecting these perceptions onto our children, because we're finding that more and more of our kids, especially our black boys, are getting the wrong idea of what manhood truly is. What being masculine truly is, what being strong really is. Because when we look at the people who are passing judgment and saying you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, or this is masculine, this is feminine, we have to check these people. Because when you look and see how they are doing things, 9 times out of 10, they're idiots. All right? If your 14-year-old, no, your 11-year-old son, you know, he's outside and he's picking flowers out of a yard. And he's gathering them up, and he's sitting on his steps, and he just smelling them. You best believe one of his homies is going to call him a sissy. Or call him gay. Or call him something else. Some other derogatory name to bring him down. Right? When when he's waiting on his mom to come home so he can give her some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we don't have all the... When you don't have all the knowledge, you speak from your ass. And that is a big problem that I have in our community. We're so quick to pass judgment on someone or to throw some kind of hateful remark to our black boys that we're filling their heads up with garbage early. So by the time they reach, the teenage years where, you know, what they say that good home bringing, you ain't been raised properly at home. That's when you know. That home training. When that home training kicks in, you're in your teens. Because you're going to need to remember what mom and pop taught you as you're getting your first job. Those ethics, those, you know, morality lessons that you learned that taught you to be a strong man and speak up for yourself and don't be a weak man and let someone run over you and take advantage of you, but to be respectful. You know what I mean? Hey, Queen, we actually have a caller. You ready to take our first call?
Sure.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
I'm
how
fine.
You doing?
Mm-hmm. What's your name? Where you from?
Yeah, my name is Jay. I'm calling from Georgia.
Well, welcome to the show.
I'm glad you had me.
Cool. You got a comment for us?
Yeah, man. I would like to say that when it comes to like families raising children, you know, if your parents are like weak individuals, whether it be a woman or the man, if they're weak individuals, my dude, then they're gonna put that off on their children. Therefore, their children grow up in the same way. So what I would say though is that if you got a real man in the house raising a young boy, he don't teach his son to be over emotional about situations. He don't teach his son to overreact. He teaches his son to be logical and overcome, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the same for the women, the young women that have a man and a father in the home. You teach your children how to be logical and overcome things instead of succumbing to them and becoming depressed, emotional, angry, and all these things. Dude, that makes sense because we see it every day, though. But like when we look out in the world, my dude, today, bro, we see it every day. But like kids are very emotional, they're very angry, and they're very violent because a vast majority of them are being raised by their mothers. And the ones that ain't being raised by just a single mother, they being raised by a father and a mother where the father is weak in the home. So therefore, that subjects them to that weak mentality. So therefore, kids are growing up like this today. I mean, does that make any sense to you guys, or am I the only one who thinks like this?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's true.
So what do you recommend?
I recommend that men be men again.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
stop letting their children fall victim to a woman's mind state and a woman's nature.
Well, let's take it a step
further.
You gotta
protect your kids from that.
Because we know there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of brothers who ain't in the picture and with the kids' lives. So let's speak to the mothers.
Yeah, I'm a victim of that myself, brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what do you recommend for that mom who's trying to raise her son, getting ready for high school, and you know?
Well,
at
that's
eight,
the thing, but I wouldn't recommend anything for her. But she made the mistake, you dig, to have a child with a man that wasn't a man. Even though he might have been masculine, he might have did all these things that a man you know, it confuses the woman, or brother. So therefore, it's not her fault that she fell for a type of guy like that. What happens is, brother, that fake guy you did, he came into the picture and he looked like the real guy at the time. So therefore, the women go with him to have children, and therefore the children suffer because of that, because the mother and father, the mother chose the guy chose the mother, and therefore the children suffer because they wasn't choosing real women, they wasn't choosing real men. They was just choosing people that love the idea of the other person, or they love the sex from the other person. So therefore the kids know this when the parents, you know, it's one of those things, but it's hard for me to explain in like English words, but you got to teach your kids, your son and your daughter, you got to teach your son how to be a man. You got to teach your daughter how to be a woman and respect the real man. You dig? But what we have nowadays, buddy, is that people run around, they get in and out of relationships. They might be in a relationship for 10 years, but it's not real though, damn it. So therefore, it's not gonna work. So therefore, the kids see all of these things that happen between that 10-year period before it divorces. You know, they take all this into account. So therefore, the children end up growing up like the parents. It's a very dangerous game to play, though, you dig? And I don't think anybody knows how to be a parent anymore, because I think real parenting stopped somewhere back in, like, the 50s. It's been a long time since we've had, like, very – and I'm not saying all. I would never say all, but I would say that most people today, they're in relationships strictly because of sex, financial stability, or security. They don't love the person. They just know that this person might can kill whoever disrespects them. They're in it because this guy might drop better penis in them than the next guy, though, or they might be with them because, oh, I had a baby by him, so I got to stick around. It's not real. It's pretty much like a circus. And you know the saying, brother, if you entertain a clown, you become part of the circus. So if you entertain stuff like that, you know, you become a clown as well. And it's not that you don't know that. It's just that you don't care anymore because you falling in love with the idea or the sex of this woman, and vice versa for a woman with a man. You fell in love with the sex and the idea of this person instead of actually knowing who they are and falling in love with that. You know what I'm saying, dude? So nowadays we're dealing with a bunch of relationships that are based off sex. Like if you don't sleep with a woman, vice versa, if a man don't sleep with a woman, if a woman don't sleep with a man within like the first month or week, whatever, people look at you crazy, though, right? But like, dude, they just miss you. You know, something flawed with you. So therefore, we got this, what we're doing today, but this mindset today, which is everybody's out for the sex and they're out for the security. But they don't know what love is. They don't know what being in a relationship means. They don't have some traditional standards of what love, because they don't know what love is, but they're going around chasing sex and chasing the ideas of people. They don't know what that means, okay, dude, because love means sacrifice, and that comes from both sides. So therefore, a lot of the time, you know, the women want to get with men that they can control, and men get with women that they can have sex with easy. So therefore, we have a generation of people that's all they're doing, my dude. The women are getting with the weak men that they can control, and the strong men are getting with weak women that they can just have sex with, and they, you know, and that's what it is. That's what we're doing today, brother, and it blows my mind that don't nobody see this yet. I'm only 26, and I done seen it, and I'm glad for that. That's what we're doing today.
I hear you. Sorry, can you go ahead?
No, I was saying, well, I think it's more to it than that, is that people don't know how to respect the process and getting to know themselves to know what their wants and needs are in order to get with someone else.
Yeah, that's
so they
a big can part
teach someone their wants and needs and also be able to learn that person. A lot of people don't understand it's a two-way street. It's not all about what you want. It's not all about what they want. And until they get right with themselves and understand and love themselves, then, you know, and be at a certain level mentally and emotionally, you know, when they do get with someone, it's not going to work. Because
right, and that's the problem, right? Because, you know, men are actually logical by nature, you dig, and women are more emotional by nature. So therefore, when you get a man or a woman together and the woman tries to impede her emotional state on the man, but the man's been raised by a single mother or he didn't have a father around, so he don't know any better. So he He falls for that, then all you got is two women in a relationship. You got an emotional man and an emotional woman. Who's going to help who overcome that? You dig what I'm saying? And this, we're talking about nature now. We're not talking about relationships and all this mess. We're talking about strictly nature of a man and a woman. And the nature is different. That's what separates a man from a woman. Men are supposed to be logical. Men are supposed to be very simple. Women are the ones that are supposed to be emotional by nature. They have anger by nature. And it's not a shot at women. It's just, it's what's real. And everybody and their mama can see this when you really deal with the opposite sex. You can see the differences. You dig what I'm saying? Men like to keep things very simple. Women like to overcomplicate things. And it's not a shot at women. It's just that that's how their brain works. And it's not a bad thing. But that's why you need a man in your life to help you overcome them things.
Okay, man. We thank you for your call. We got another call we want to get to. I'm going to mute you. You don't have to hang up. We're going to mute you. Queen, you can respond.
I'm listening, brother. I appreciate you having me, my man. I'm listening.
Thanks, man. Call back again. We'll be back on Thursday, 7
p.m. I'm listening, but I'm going to stay out the rest of the show. Go, my man. I thank you for having me tonight. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
All right. Next caller.
Hello. Welcome to the show. 347,
oh,
area code.
We just lost the him or her.
Okay. If you're listening online, please call back. The brother made some interesting points.
I agree, but only thing that comes to this situation is we have to equally place blame accordingly, and we have to understand that every person doesn't have the same circumstances. So I know we have an increasingly amount of single parents out here, single moms. But on the other hand, we do have some amazing single dads out here that I know some personally. And even though they're kind of going against the grain because people – seem to think, like, just think about it. Say you have a child and you're going to do a little custody thing. They automatically assume mom, mom, mom. And that's not necessarily true. You got some amazing dads out here that will do an amazing job, and you have some females that's not fit to be parents. And I say that because I know he had made a point about a woman choosing the wrong man. Which you can't fault the woman 100% because you have some people are master manipulators. And it often comes from people not getting to know each other because a person can put on a role and play this game only but for so long until their true colors come out. And true people, true colors usually come out in certain situations. You know, when things are good, you're going to see that person's good. But let something hit the fan or something happen or life happens, responsibility happens, that's when you really get to see that person's true colors.
Yeah.
You're back, 347 area code. We tried to put you on, but you had hung up. So if you want to chime in, press 1 down on your telephone keypad so we can patch you through. Okay, Hakim.
Yes, how you doing? I'm sorry about that. I am actually at work.
Oh, okay.
Yes, my name is Jamel. I'm originally from Miami. And when I jumped in the conversation was about masculinity, you know, about how some people, how some men, you know, feel like they got to be masculine and they don't show the emotional side. And, my whole take on that as far as that goes, I really believe is it all depends on, you know, how you was brought up and where you grew up. You know, originally I was, you know, born in Miami, raised in Miami. And, you know, I was raised with brothers, you know. So growing up, you know, no father in the household, just a single mother raising boys. You know, we was taught how to slap box and just how to be tough. You know what I'm saying? How to always be tough all the time. You got to. You know, never let them see you cry. Never let them see you weak. You know what I'm saying? Constantly be strong. You know? So, you know, growing up that way, I was just always taught how to be tough, you know, and it didn't make it no better because, you know, I'm a black man, so I already look a little intimidated to some people, you know, of, you know, different race or whatnot. And, yeah, it made just the being tough, you know, and just having that exterior and just letting people, you know, see that side of me, you know, just really like.
Oh, we lost them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be the reception wherever he is. But
yeah,
thanks for calling in at work, listening to us at work.
Yeah, you gotta dip off when that ball's coming. But he too had let me before he calls back and before I lose my train of thought, I wanted to touch base on something from your first caller. I agree, Queen. We do women pick the wrong men? Of course. Do men pick the wrong women? Of course. But in this particular situation, whether we pick or choose the wrong partner to have kids with, it falls onto both parents to make sure that whoever's the parents, let's be honest, sometimes somebody dips off. But there are some instances where there's some good women and good brothers who got together and the brother may have lost his life, or the brother may have got sick or was in an accident or something like that, and the mom is left by herself to fend for. There's so many single mothers out. That's why I asked the question. What advice can we give the single mothers who are trying to raise their son? They're doing the best they can. And I think we need to keep them in the conversation too, because they're trying to teach their boys how to, you know, be a strong black man and not a nigger. We don't want them to be niggers. We want them to be strong black men. It's two different things. So, so to the sisters out there, you know, we understand it's hard, and you know, you just try to raise these young men with the values that you were raised with, but with a masculine, you know, twist to it, you know.
How can we do?
Yeah, I got an ambulance coming by. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. That's like my fifth one in the last hour. But yeah, you know, we want to definitely make sure that we don't isolate anyone when we're having these kind of conversations, because there are some good brothers out there and there are some intelligent women who choose good brothers. It's just sometimes bad stuff happened to them and our sisters are left with stuff with the kids. It happens. And the second caller, he brought up a good point, because I kind of got what he was talking about with the whole idea of being raised to be tough, because that's how my dad was. You know, some of the, you know, the stereotypical tropes that comes with masculinity, I heard, you know, don't do this because you're a sissy, you're a punk, you know, because that's the way he was raised. So, you know, this is something that's passed down. You know, I got it. You know, you were slap boxing early because you were being taught to prepare to defend yourself when you hit them streets. You know what I mean? If all you're doing is sitting in the house playing video games and playing with toys, you get out in them streets and you got to defend yourself and you can't, you know, that's where the problems come in. So as a parent, we should teach our kids to defend themselves. And for some of us, that is what masculinity is for some reason. Can you knock somebody out? That determines how masculine you are. You know what I mean? It's never any talk about being straight up. being honest, being real, carry yourself upright, be an example for the young boys in your neighborhood. You know what I mean? You come through and you got a bunch of young boys, young dudes sitting out, stopping and busting it up with them, talking positive, put some positive thoughts in their head instead of, you know, what y'all doing, who y'all about to do this. But, you know, instead of feeding into the negative that is so easy to feed into, putting some positive into them, we need to, that needs to be the new symbol of masculinity.
Right.
I mean, I'm sitting here barely able to do the show. I'm dealing with at least 3 homicides in the last 2 weeks. And after a while, you start to get numb to it. I don't want to get numb to it. Because that means I accept it. Yeah, because that means I've accepted it. And the people who commit these homicides, their idea of being macho or masculine is to go get a gun. So we want to try to restructure some of the thinking of some of these young folks, because as they enter the world, they're able to learn how to deal with things in a different way. What's wrong with putting your hands up like a man? Why you got to grab a gun? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, cause remember when I was a young boy, you wore a pink shirt. You was a sissy. Then here come Cameron in an all pink Jeep and a fur. He changed the game. So things change. You know what I mean? So, as society changes, so does the rules and regulations. And like the first brother said, men are supposed to be one way, women are supposed to be the other way. Emotional, and one is logical, one is emotional. That used to be. But as we see now, there's so many more brothers who are more emotional than ever before. How many times we didn't heard somebody say, dudes is the new chicks and chicks is the new dudes? Right?
and that's the issue. The issue is you have men that's afraid to be able to show emotion because they're going to be labeled. You have women out here that feeling like they got to be so extra hard and everything because they got to show their heart.
Mm-hmm.
So certain things that wasn't ladylike before is just so normal to some people now. And that society has a big role in that.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that come along and they give their own interpretation of what certain things are.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Just not to mention to the whole meme thing. People listen to memes on how to be a man and a woman and so forth and so on. And that's the mm-hmm. issue. You don't have people sitting down teaching. You got some people that's not being taught. Then you got some people that don't have anybody to teach them.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people are going by what they see. Don't have anybody else. You got some people that have so much influence over others and don't know how to use that influence.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, let's pivot over into homophobia, but before I got a quick question.
Okay.
That I just got from Lady Wren, who's listening in, and she's asking, what role does stereotypes play in black masculinity, and how does that affect us with white people?
So the question was, how do masculinity, the stereotype of masculinity, affect black men, black people?
She says, how do stereotypes affect black masculinity, and what role does that play with white people?
I think that kind of goes back where everything has to be so extra and over the top. You got to be overly aggressive. You know, you're walking down the street, they automatically feeling like You know, because people walk down the street like they're afraid to smile. Like, they don't have all their teeth or something. Like, so they already being stereotyped as, first of all, they already stereotyped as angry black men, aggressive, a threat. So that's how white people see our black men. The stereotypes as far as the way they're dressed, the way they walk, the way they talk, even down onto how their hair is. So that right there, those stereotypes already have that white people already feeling. Now, they have no backstory on them. This person could be a college graduate, a career or a business owner, could be married, happily married, faithfully married, all kids by one dude, one woman, and being an active parent. But they don't see that when they walk down the street. Before that person even open up their mouth, they're going right by appearance. He could probably wear a suit almost every day. But the one day they see him, he's dressed in street clothes because he's off. He want to be comfortable. He doesn't want to put on a suit today. But that person that sees him walking down that street automatically is prejudging him. Look at his dreads, if he got any jewelry on. He got Tim's on his feet. Forget about it, Hakim. Forget about it. So it's like your appearance, your ability to be comfortable within your own skin and have your own style is getting them labeled. Don't let them have an all name brand. They'll be labeled as what? A drug dealer, right? You dress too flashy, you're a drug dealer. If you do jeans and t-shirt and Tim's, you're a drug dealer. You can't win. And that's because some people don't know firsthand. They're looking at the stereotypes, what you see on television, what they see in the movies. So they're already being told the fear. So,
that was a good question. Because I think in her asking this question, I'm able to get a bunch of points out at one shot. The first part of your question, stereotypes in modern society, at least since I was a kid, has played an influential role in black masculinity. Like, you know, I just said one. Hey, if you wear pink, you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be a full heterosexual man bagging all the chicks, but because you wore pink that day, you're gay. Stupid. But, hey, that's what the way people think. Got to remember the way black masculinity flows. It's, one, how it's taught to you, two, how you perceive it, and three, how others perceive you in it. So, yeah, it's stereotypes are everything. And it's crazy because, you know, as I was thinking about the show and I was thinking about all the different things that I can recall where stereotypes played its part, you know, let's remember that time, it's Vogue, not Time, Vogue magazine cover with LeBron James and the white, whatever she is, Giselle, where she had the blue ball gown and he's sitting there with his arm around her, muscles blazing all greased up, and his wife beater in the basketball screaming with his mouth open, like he's, you know, looming over with a white woman on his arm. And I never forget how black media immediately attacked that picture. Now, to the average person, nobody cared. But to those of us who are somewhat sensitive to the idea of black imagery and trick knowledge, and stereotypes, it's offensive. Because when you take that picture and you put it side by side by the old King Kong picture, you know, he all brown, all black, with a white woman with damn near the same dress in his arm. Damn near in the same posture, same position. So it's we have to be careful of how we allow certain things to come across our kids, because the wrong kid can look at that and think that's what masculinity is. It's bad enough that they think weapons is being masculine. You know, I'm going to slide into homophobia. The idea that a straight kid can beat up a gay kid and call him a punk and attack him, antagonize him, mistreat him, you know, talk trash about him, taunt him on social media, call him everything he can think of. That's he identifies that as being masculine.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be careful. And we're all guilty. I know I'm guilty of it. I, you know, say some stuff from out of my mouth from time to time, and, you know, in private, and I know isn't politically correct, but it ain't coming from the heart, it's coming from my ass. So screw you. But, you know, I try not to teach my children that way. I want my kids to respect everyone. You don't have to love everyone, but you damn sure have to respect everyone. You know, and I was hoping that other people would be thinking it that way too, because everything is sexualized in modern society. The way our masculinity is perceived is sexualized. You know, if especially and through the lens, going back to Ren's question, through the lens of white people. Because how they see themselves as masculine is different from how they see black men as being masculine, black men. You know, that's why they have so many jokes, you know, about the size of a black man's penis. You ever watch a white stand up and when they get to talk about black brothers? They can't help themselves. They gotta talk about the black man's penis. And if anybody understands how comedy works, that is social commentary put in a funny form. So when they're talking, they're telling themselves. That's all memes are. How many times you looked at a meme and laughed and said, damn, that shit true? Well, same thing for comedy. And, you know, how look at Kim Kardashian. You know, or look at the entire Kardashian family. I watched an old clip of Jimmy Kimmel doing this press thing with Obama, and he cracked a joke where it was some kind of joke that came off as, if you want to impress Kim Kardashian, have the Denver Nuggets starting five up there at her front door. Some kind of offbeat joke, as to say she's a white girl that loves black men, or black men loves white women. Either way, no matter how you spin it, it's stereotypical. And again, you either have to be an athlete for society in some spots to perceive our men, at least. They have to be a boxer, a football player, and a basketball player. And for those of you who are going, shaking your head, those racist Trump lovers, those Trump supporters we talk about all the time, they love black men when they're on the field. Trashing another white man on the field if it's their team. See, they respect him because of his athleticism. They don't expect him because of his humanity. That boy good. So, I know I was long-winded, but I tried to cover as much as Ren's question as possible. What's your take on this homophobia stuff? Because we didn't give it a lot of time tonight, and I know we're going to revisit this, but I just wanted us to touch base on it because it's definitely tied together especially what we're seeing, what we saw in the last couple of weeks with Brother Tank, Malik Yoba. And Tay Diggs got in there some kind of way, you know, so.
Well, let me start off by saying people need to be very careful what they say, because you can take a part of an interview and social media will roast you for life, you know, and kind of switches into something else. Now, the whole Tank thing, I mean, he said it, what did he say? It doesn't make you gay if a man, you know, did oral on two men. It doesn't make him gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes him bi. It makes him bi. I mean, it doesn't make him straight at all. But I just, that whole interview went way less.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pay for that forever. My thing, when it comes to homophobia, some people are afraid of what they don't know. I feel like some people are not, and not at all, but some people that have a problem with gay people is because they're not in tune with their own sexuality. So they mad at that person from being able to be free and be who they are, and they can't necessarily be, because that person not worrying about what society thinks of them. They living their best life.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have this person that may have those intentions, that can't be themselves, that can't be open and be real with themselves.
Right.
So that's one issue. Another issue is society is so closed-minded when it comes to sexuality. They got everybody, it's no matter everything you do, it's, oh, you gay. That's gay.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, gay is not within the act you do, it's with whom you do the act with. Let me repeat that for those who didn't hear it in the back. Gay is not the act that you do, it's who you perform it with. Some guys are into some things. They like them things to be done to them by women. So they are not gay. You know, those men just was able to explore those things to know that they like it, which the one that's saying is also gay, they have not explored it. So they don't know that they may like it. Or maybe they haven't tried it because they're afraid that they might like it so much that they won't care who do it to them. So that's a fight within. With that being said, is that you have, we live in a world full of hate. If you're not them, if you don't think like them, move like them, like what they like, is a problem. We live in a world where people are bots, sheep. It's like if you have your own mind and you do things your own way, it's something that's going to be found wrong about it. The only question is, do you give a damn?
Right.
You got some people that go overboard, over the top. Because it's okay to be different and like what you like. But you don't have to go. Because just like it's a such thing, it's taking things over the top when you're showing masculinity, it's a thing. A such thing is taken over the top when you're in that lifestyle, gay or lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got some females that can have an overly masculine ways, forgetting that you are a woman. You have some men that have overly feminine ways. Be who you are, love who you are, live your truth. But as we know, it's certain boundaries that get overstepped, you know, at times.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what makes things become issues.
Yeah.
So, yes. Live your truth. You like what you like. But just like you want someone to respect you for what you like, you have to respect that someone doesn't like that. So they're not into a certain type of lifestyle, they're off limits. You can't push your views on them, just like they can't push their views on you. Stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm. But. Yeah. We have too many people who will bash a gay person just because it makes them look better, or it makes them feel better. It makes them feel more manly, more tougher. And to your point about everything's gay sex-wise now, you know, I've literally sat in groups on Facebook where there's 10, 20,000 people in it and watched some. It's always the young dudes. You know, there's no one ever over 30. Just nonsense. You know, someone said, you know, a woman kissing a man's nipples is gay. And I lost my shit. So, you know, when I lost it. I said, well, wait a minute. What? Then I guess I'm gay then. Because there ain't no way in the world that is absolutely insane. And when you can jump out there and say, make a statement like that with your chest poked out with a bunch of women all telling you you're stupid, that should tell you something. Where is this false bravado coming from? Where is this cornball ass backwards machismo coming from? Who's teaching these kids this stuff? Because they're literally thinking simple forms of intimacy is gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we got to do better. And then when you say, well, I like it, they want to bash you. They start calling you gay, and then they start bashing you. They want to bash the gays for being gay. They want to bash you because they think you're gay. Look, we have to mind our own business. We have to stop using the things we think is gay without any actual research as a reason to push this false and fake masculine agenda, because all it's doing is causing pain in our community. We need to stop. We need to wake up, be more acceptive. If you ain't gay, then you ain't got to be a part of that life. Mind your business. Stop worrying about who doing who. So if Malik Yoba and Tank want to be playing with trannies and getting tossed up by the men, as they business. It's funny as all hell, but it's their business. You know, just stay out of that. I want to be able to eat a sausage in peace without somebody going, damn, bro, that's gay. I guess I got to take my hot dog and break it off a piece at a time. So,
but don't break it off. Don't break it off too gentle, because they still going to have something to say.
Right? You broke that off. Like, oh, dick. All right, Queen, we got 45 seconds.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody who called in, who wrote in. Appreciate it. We'll be back Thursday for Therapy Thursday, same time, 7 to 8. I hope you guys went out there and voted today. You had all day. Make sure you are following us on our social media pages. Please subscribe and share the YouTube. The link will be posted on the page. Any last words, Hakim?
Yeah, tune in Thursday. We're talking sex, toys, and fetishes. Bring your freak asses.
So that concludes our show tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.